it's fascinating how quickly we were able to change our minds about that kind of technology being used in the church, how quickly that turned and suddenly became not even something we use, but something which some would say, if you're not using it, then the church can't survive. And all of that without asking, what is this medium actually good for? For many congregations that have gone that route in the evangelical or even Lutheran world, they believe that because these individuals are so used to seeing information on screens that this is something that must be done in order to teach with. And one of the most fascinating little nuances of this is the move from a screen that has the lyrics to the song you're singing on it to now, if you go into the really cutting-edge places, you don't just have the words on the screen anymore. You have a movie going on behind the words on the screen. You have this constant movement going on to try to, distract you, keep your attention, do both somehow. That speaks to what TV is good for. TV is good for distracting you. That is precisely what it's good for. Now we've got this tool that we're going to use to try to get people closer to the word, but in order to use the tool effectively, we have to distract them from the word. Before we even made the move, why didn't we pause to ask, does it help them to take the word with them more accurately? Have we studied that? Mediacology does study that, and it says pretty clearly, no, it doesn't. It's not more effective than the written word as the written word. And as a people of the word, I'm just amazed that we aren't asking those questions.